what is recording.
I need 3 minutes just to test everything. Yeah. No, we can start the recording, I suppose.
Do you want me to put it on
top of
that?
One, two, three.
Thank you.
Same one.
Okay, if you could look at Elizabeth's face, if you could just move slightly to your right, move the actual chair. Move the chair, so it's done away from it. Away. Brilliant.
Comme ça?
Okay, so this is not here.
Look at me.
Okay.
Voilà.
Okay.
C'est bon? Right. Okay. So, can you briefly introduce yourself?
Yes, my name is Ray Smith. I live in Wandsworth now. Lived in London since 1949, when we moved from our prefab up here, when my father was looking for work after the war.
So you grew up in the prefab a few years?
Yes. We moved into the prefab sometime in 1946. This was in a small town just outside Cardiff called Penarth, and the estate was about 20, perhaps 30 prefabs. They were Archon 5s, as you told me. We moved in sometime in 46, and we were there till 49. My sister was born there. Prior to that, we'd lived with my grandparents. Then when my father got back from the war, we were rehoused into the prefab estate, which was brand new then. And we lived there through the winter of 46, 47. And sometimes the snow was nearly over the top. The way it drifted, it was nearly over the top. When I was going to school, it was downhill all the way to the school, and then all the way back up again.
So how old were you in 1946?
Well, I would have been about seven then. I was born in 39, so I would have been about seven or eight. Because I don't know the exact date, but it must have been in 46 when we moved in.
Because it was the winter 1946.
Yeah, that's right,
was really, really a terrible one. So, do you know why your father got a prefab?
Well, it was probably because he was an ex-serviceman and come back from the war. But he came back from the war late because he was in the Far East. And, of course, they came home by boat, which took 3 months or something like that, you know. So he didn't get back until sometime in 1946.
Yeah, there was someone on the estate here, Eddie, remember, who came back from Burma.
My father was in Burma.
Voilà. So
that's why he didn't get back until sometime in 1946.
When
we came back, of course, we were rehoused into this new estate of prefabs, which was absolutely wonderful to us. We had where I live with my grandparents, we had an outside toilet, no bathroom, outside toilet. So we moved into a prefab, an Archon, which had, of course, everything.
Do you have a memory when you first went to the prefab?
Yes, I do, because we moved. My mother must have gone ahead of me, and I followed on, and when I got there I realised I didn't know which number it was. So luckily I found the right one, But when I got there, and I can remember distinctly arriving on the estate and thinking to myself, I don't know what number we've been, you know, which one is ours. But I managed to find it. But it had everything that we didn't have. I don't remember it having a fridge, but it must have done. I remember saying to somebody about the hot water, how wonderful the hot water was. And saying to somebody, the water's hot enough, but it's not hot enough to make tea. It's the strange things you remember, yeah?
Yeah. Because you were not used to have this constant hot water.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So you were in one of the bedrooms by yourself?
Before your sister? I was, yes. Yeah.
And then your sister
and
was?
And then when my sister came, I don't remember how it was worked out when my sister was there, but I expect she was in there with my mother. Because by the time she was born, my father had moved to London to work. And then a couple of years, in 49, it was January 1949, as a family, we moved to London. We lived in Brixton then.
Not in a prefab, though.
No. But there were that one I showed you on that piece of paper, Mostyn Road.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was we lived close to that in Brixton. But that site now is a church. There was an original church there, a Methodist church, which got pulled down when it was all redeveloped. It's all flats now. But the site where we lived in Penarth, that's now all low-rise blocks of flats. So they've kept, but the actual road sequence is exactly the same. And in fact, where we were, right next to us was a field. And twice a day, the local farmer would bring his cattle past the prefab into the field and then bring them out again for milking later in the day. But that area now is, there's a big secondary modern school there now. And what was the fields, and it's now a big playground and playing fields for the school.
Okay. And do you remember your mother talking about the prefab? Did she like the prefab?
I'm sure she did. I don't recall her ever saying anything about it, but I'm sure she didn't like it.
Yeah. And
I mean, when coming from sharing a house with a small house, terraced house with grandparents and my mother's two unmarried sisters, they were unmarried at the time as well, they were there, so it was a bit cramped. And I remember being there and being given a pomegranate and eating pomegranate seeds with a pin.
In the prefab?
In the grandparents' house.
Yeah. Mm. And about the community, so you said it was an estate of 20 prefabs?
20, 30, 20 or so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know the precise number, but it must have been about that.
Do you remember if there was...
There were young children of my age, so they probably all moved from similar environments into the prefabs when their parents or their fathers came back from the war. So there were a lot of children there. And I remember one of the prefabs caught fire and was absolutely gutted. It was, it was totally destroyed.
And nobody died? Or?
Oh, nobody died, no. Oh, no, luckily okay. Nobody died. But the thing, I remember watching it blazing away, you know. Mm. Mm.
And did you have friends on the estate?
Oh, I did have friends on there, yeah, because we basically went to the same school.
And did the other kids in the school look at people who lived in prefabs a bit kind of down on them? Or?
No, I don't think they looked down on us, but I remember somebody remarking about, because the estate was called Redlands Avenue, and of course nobody lived in an avenue, you know. I don't remember distinctly, but I remember somebody scoffing and saying, "Oh, you live in an avenue," you know. But of course, it was prefab estate, which was wonderful.
Wow!
I think the site before that must have been a military site, because there was nearby a Nissen hut. So I imagine that there may have been a military site there, a gun site or something, because we were quite... The town Penarth had its own docks, and across the other side was Cardiff docks, so we did get bombing. So I imagine maybe it was a gun site or something there, or even a barrage building site.
Yes, because they were building prefabs on all sorts of...
Yes, they were, yeah.
So
there was probably a certain amount of infrastructure there already, you know, sewage and gas and electricity mains. I imagine that that was there already, so that's why the site was chosen.
Do you know when they were demolished?
I don't. No, I don't. I would have thought probably in the 60s. But it's difficult to say with these low-rise flats, because you just can't always pinpoint when they were built. But it must have, they couldn't have been there much more than 10, 15 years after that, which was their lifespan anyway.
And do you have a funny story to say about the prefab or something you remember?
Yeah, I remember. You know the crystal windows that used to open out? And you put a stay down, so it stayed up. And I remember running around the house and smashing this window. And I can remember too, if I came home or was out, and my mother was out, we could open the windows quite easily and open the top window and put your arm in and open and get in. So they weren't very secure. The windows weren't very secure. But I don't remember anybody being robbed or burgled. It might have happened, but I don't know of it.
And did you have a bit of parties, like street parties or...?
No, we'd already had the street party before we moved in. We had a street... V-Day street party, like happened everywhere, in the street where I lived with my grandmother.
Yeah.
I remember that, but I've got a photograph of it.
Okay, I think.
And I remember, before we moved into the prefab, and towards the end of the war, the American soldiers being there.
In Penarth.
In Penarth, yes. And I don't know why, but I was taken to hospital. I was in hospital. And when we were discharged, they didn't take us out in an ambulance. There was me and someone else, I think. We came out in an American Army Jeep, because that was the only vehicles you'd get through the snow.
Wow. Yeah, there may be Americans. So it was before the end of the war.
This would have been just into 1945.
All right, okay.
That must have been 1945. Before the American troops went away.
Right. Well, I think it's fine. Ray, thank you so lot.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm sorry I can't add more, but
it's already good, because you've got memories,
I do remember distinctly, and you know, I mean, all, when the cows used to come in and out, all there was a bit of wire fence. That was all that kept them from straying into our garden area.
Just in time for drilling. Somebody says a drill there, so it's just perfect timing to finish.
Good. Merci, André.